This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it is... It's the crossover today.
Yeah.
And today, it always on Fridays, it's sponsored by ATCO Pest Control.
This is amazing.
The What's Bugging You tag.
Whatever.
The What's Bugging You segment's coming up in about 12 minutes. Willard and Dibs in the house.
Yeah. Real quick, I got to start. Dibs said count the bucket. I was right. What did you find out about Jimmy's career high, his game high, being a Warrior? I was right.
What was what?
37.
When?
In the play-in.
That doesn't count.
Help me out,
That dude. Is stricken from the books. Find me that box score. If you can find me the box score, I'll believe it happened.
That's not my job. Yeah. He scored 37. Discounted.
I can find you the box score.
Yeah.
The point is...
I bet you it takes you at least 10 minutes. Go ahead. Dibs.
Yes. No problem.
It counts because it's a game that the league, the... Association, it's the a game that the association determined actually matters. And whether or not that they put that in Basketball Reference or wherever they put that, that's on them. They had a basketball game. He played. He had 37. He gets credit for that.
Did you, you used to work with a guy who would say this. Yeah. I'm just playing.
Okay. Yeah. I called him like... I called him like 17 times.
Really?
And then 3 months ago, he answered.
He's having something in Chicago right now.
Of course, leave it to Willard.
We had a nice conversation.
Leave it to Willard. Christy send him that box score.
Willard found the box score.
Shout out Doug.
Right here. It was really hard. I went to ESPN on the date they played it.
Count the bucket for Goo and the computer.
You think it's Gary.
Why isn't it on
Basketball
sealed?
Reference?
Because.
I want an hour worth of that. Wow.
It's the wrong
How's
site.
He doing?
Gary's doing great. His youngest son, and you know, he had a first family, like me, he had a first family and a second family, and I believe his youngest son is a junior or a senior in high school in San Jose.
Wow. Okay.
He's going to high school where Gary actually went to high school.
That's tight.
So Gary is kind of splitting time between San Jose and the city. And
good for the Gary,
I don't want to give too much away about what Gary and I talked about, but he's doing well. And his
he's coming
son's
on
doing
your
well.
Show.
And no, no.
Oh, I'd probably tear up.
We didn't even
go
there.
I got you.
Like actually, I mentioned it, and he's like, come on. He doesn't want to do that.
He's the man, Willard.
I got to give him credit.
He's
he walked away and he stayed away.
How?
And he said he was going to do it.
He's the man.
There's a problem with your point, though, Goo.
There's
a problem with your point.
The 37?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me.
Are you ready for it? It wasn't 37.
Oh, no.
What happened, Steiny?
I don't know.
You told me it was 37.
No, I heard it from Ken.
It was 38.
Oh, okay.
Steph scored 37.
Blaming Ken.
Ken!
So, bad today,
bud.
As usual, you're both wrong with everything that you say. Both of you.
All right, what do you... Tell me something. We got a bet going with you.
I heard it. I heard it.
What's the bet?
You think he's going to be positive, and I'm like, he might not be. I don't know.
Or you want me to, like, save Guru's mentality?
No. I just want you to do what you normally do, which is, it was a game two. They were up 1-0.
Pivotal.
It's look what happened to Denver. They're coming home 1-1.
Well, it's a free swing.
But he didn't. Free swing.
We all agreed yesterday it was a free swing. You're not allowed to be mad today.
Yeah.
No. I don't care what the hell happened. You're not allowed to be mad.
But
I was shocked at what some of the people calling your show were saying about Steve Kerr. Take a lap. All of you. Go get an iced coffee and calm down. Mm. We're in the second round of the freaking playoffs. Butler's missed two games. Curry's missed a game. And you're coming at coaching? And you're acting like they're supposed to be ready for this? You're supposed to spend time all year being ready for Steph Curry to not play. Are you crazy? If you get ready for Steph Curry to not play, do you know what you're doing this week? You're watching. Mm-hmm. You're in Cancun. You don't get to play this week if you spend all year developing. I couldn't believe what I was hearing some of your people say. Are we really? You're down on Steve Kerr.
No.
Not you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, really? Really?
Well, wow. He's down on Butler.
Real quick, before you go, I'm not mad. I was just disappointed. Just because you're up 1-0 doesn't mean you can't go up 2-0. And again, Minnesota was all-time bad game one. But what scares me is the fact that he didn't go ultra-aggressive offensively with Shotgate. He spoke about it with the leather do-rag at the podium after.
Yep, yep.
But Willard, I need 20 to 25 shots from him tomorrow. If you tell me that's not going to happen, Dibs, I can tell you they didn't win. Is he hurt?
He's not going to do that. He's going to play basketball the way that he thinks basketball should be played. And I respect it. Because Jimmy Butler does not look at a game, all right, Steph's out, I need to cook. I need to get the ha-ha. I need to shoot 25 times. Jimmy Butler goes on every possession and looks at it like, what can I do to make us the best and to make us have the best shot we can have? And if that means he shoots 4 times or 28 times, I admire Jimmy Butler for that because Jimmy Butler looks at basketball as a basketball player, not like, I'm a one. I'm Batman. I need to cook. I need to this. I need to that. He looks at it like, how do we get the best shot we can right now? And I don't think that he thinks about like his numbers or what people think about his numbers.
Well, he has eight career 40-point playoff games in the playoffs. And how do you get the moniker of playoff Jimmy
or
Jimmy Buckets and you only take 3 more shots than Dre? That's not helping the team.
Well, last night, maybe not. But I do think that Jimmy looks at this game and this series and this situation different. Like when he was in Miami, and Steiny, you mentioned it earlier about like Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo and even before those guys.
They're not bums.
No, but they might have been back then. They were young players when he was taking 28 shots a game, and now he's on a team where maybe he can't do that. And Steiny, you made a great point earlier, and I hate to keep praising you because it makes me nauseous, but the whole idea about Minnesota, they're not buying the pump fake. No. And so Jimmy gets down there, and Jimmy loves the pump, and then you buy it, and then now I'm on the line. And same thing with Pods.
They're learning it, man.
Finchie's got him coached up. So if Jimmy Butler gets down deep against a guy who is 5 inches taller, and you pump fake, and they don't buy it, well, now what, Jimmy? Now what?
Throw a grenade. I haven't heard a pass called a grenade until these playoffs.
Yeah, right. And what did Moses throw at the hoop at that on that?
When you find out, call me.
You could call that whatever.
Wow.
No, he might. He actually. The only thing I would say differently than what you just said, Dibs, is he might shoot it 25 times.
Right.
But he has to think that that's the right thing to do in that moment. So it's whatever the read is. One thing that surprises me sometimes when we watch this, especially as Warrior fans. This has been such brilliant basketball for 12 years.
Oh, man.
This is not just individuals going out to play ball. That's not what this is. That's kind of why I got really bummed to hear some fans be like, here we go because of one good half. Now we're back to Kerr has ruined Kuminga, and you weren't ready for this moment. You
knew that was coming.
Of course,
yeah.
But you can't just, this isn't individuals and then just go play basketball and beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. There's a plan. There's strategy. There are plays being run. There are analytics. There's a whole thing that the Warriors are doing out there. And it's not just, here, you five, go cook the other five. There's an actual plan here, and the plan gets blown to smithereens when Steph Curry gets hurt. So now you need a new plan, and you've got to crash course it, and you can't do that overnight. So we probably should have expected last night even more than we did, and I don't mean the final score. I mean the fact that this was an exploration mode game. They've got to find some new things that work because what they do doesn't work anymore because it's not there.
Yeah. It's, I mean, he affects everybody. Every player that he'd be on the court with. I will say this about Butler. Now we've seen him, what, about a half a year?
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, I always say when you see a guy 40 times, it's different than when you see some highlights in Miami. He is a very different kind of player.
Very.
I mean, he.
A little bit of a throwback, right?
He really is. I mean, he's like a guy who, in a way, he floats like Wiggins, but while he's floating, he's doing more than Wiggins did.
And don't dare tell him to do more.
But he refuses to take chances if he doesn't think they're necessary. And one of the things is he hates to turn the ball over, so most of his passes are like solid passes. They're not trying to thread a needle. He doesn't want to turn it over. And I just find him very, very interesting. And with Steph Curry, you can see why and how they were pretty good. But no Steph Curry changes everything. There's a news flash.
Well, I mean, for everyone. And so if you're asking Jimmy Butler to step up now and become like the one, the way Steph was the one, I think you're right, Steiny. That's not what he does. At times, when there's a matchup that he can exploit, well, then, yeah, Jimmy will cook. And this is not the same Jimmy that it was in Miami a few years back when he took an 8 seed to the playoffs. He's older, and this team is...
And hurt. I still think that thing's lingering.
And that's what he said. So he's a little bit hampered and all the rest of it. But the way this team plays is also very different.
Yeah. You want to do what's bugging you? All right, we'll do it. What's bugging you is sponsored by...
We should do the legal first, probably.
Oh,
just
thank
before
you.
We get deep into
not
it.
For the legal.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. It's time for What's Bugging You, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Ticks are tough. They may even latch on to you and your pets, but ATCO Pest Control... they're tougher. Our expert solutions eliminate tick populations and help keep them from coming back. Don't wait to protect your home and family. Today, visit atcopestcontrol.com and mention you heard about ATCO on the What's Bugging You segment. $10 off any tick treatment.
Nice. And I know you got pest issues at home. I heard that earlier.
Oh, tell Willard about the text you got. He hadn't heard. Dibs heard.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's about as bad a text as you could possibly get.
Did you respond to it?
Yeah,
of course,
I said,
it's his partner.
I texted back an expletive. It said, we may need an exterminator.
You know what that would be, right?
Oh, man, Will.
You can say it, Steiny.
Fortunately, we have one in ATCO Pest Control
there
right
you
on.
Go.
It would be an extermination sensation.
Yes, it would.
What do you need to exterminate?
What do you think?
Termites?
No.
The rats.
No, yeah, I heard you guys talking about rats.
They're my kryptonite.
Well,
I ain't seen them in a minute.
You guys have spent an entire career making fun of rats, so now you get it.
You've been I respect the rat.
You've been putting rats on tables
for almost
a decade.
It's my kryptonite.
In this city, and so, you know.
We had a coworker come in here
comes around.
Say that a rat came in his living room, stared at him like it was tough.
Oh, yeah.
It just stared at him. Oh, then I would have fainted. Call Kaiser. Here I come.
We should call him Rat Spencer because they're just like him. They ain't
That's
scared.
A three.
They are
that
not
might
scared.
Be a four.
Might be.
They'll just look at you. And they're like, we're heading out to get a bite.
Steiny jinxed him yesterday on Pat Spencer.
Yeah,
gave him a nickname.
That didn't go well.
You want to know how scared I am of rats?
Yeah.
I'm more scared of them than Willard.
Dude, they are the worst.
You know, Willard used to be the name of a rat
That's
in
true.
A movie that
That's
was.
True. Willard, yeah, Willard the
Ben
rat.
And Willard?
It's what's that?
Was it Ben and Willard? Willard oh, I, and Ben, I'm like
not,
two?
I'm not old enough to know. Okay. I'm old enough to know that when I was a kid, old people would be like, oh, like Willard the Rat.
And I
like,
loved it. I don't know that reference.
I don't know what right. you're talking yeah. about, but I'll look it up when yeah. I can. And then I had to wait for Google to get invented. And then I learned what is about a little bit. But yeah, it's before my time.
Stiney,
yeah.
wow.
Yeah, anyway. And I know this, Stiney, because your old house back near Highland Hospital, there was a major rat issue. Whoa. And I know that, you know, there were a couple rat sightings that were like the size of cats.
New when, York rats.
When rats become cats.
Well, the problem is yeah, when roads are worked on for construction, it gets the rats out of their routine.
Yep. Yeah.
And then they, all right, who wants to start? All right, I will.
All right.
Nice. Here's yeah. what's bugging me. It happened to me yesterday. Did I miss a memo?
Sure. Uh-oh.
You're allowed to take motorcycles on BART now?
Wait, motorcycles?
Have you seen...
Not an actual motorcycle.
Dude.
At least you were lucky, enough.
Security, at least you were lucky enough
to go on BART. I thought it said Suzuki. That's all I know.
It's a
I'm telling you.
Shout out Ichiro.
This was like... you know, it used to be the little... electronic bike you could carry. I'm telling you, this thing was 300 horsepower and they're wheeling it into BART.
Oh man.
And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. But you know, one rule of thumb I try to abide by is don't say anything to a stranger on BART.
Well, that's,
I told you that.
I mean, you haven't learned that by now.
Yeah.
What's more offensive to you though? Isn't it interesting that we've arrived at a time where you can bring an animal, onto BART,
oh,
and
yeah.
nobody will even blink. But if yeah. you bring a motorcycle that's turned off, somehow that yeah. bothers you. It
takes
you
up
more.
A lot of lot of space.
But
Mark.
It's not going to lick you.
Yeah.
I don't think.
No.
Yeah, but you say that about not talking to strangers, because today, yeah. just coming in this morning, there was a young couple, and this young man is on his phone, and clearly his girlfriend is like looking for attention, and I'm looking at these two from behind and I'm like, dude, I hope that you like realize that this is it for you. Like you'll never do any better than that. And finally he gave her some attention. And so I get to my stop and they're sitting there and I walk up and I give him the very gentle finger on the
Uh-oh.
Shoulder
oh,
and he
this.
Looks over
oh.
and I said, she's a keeper. And she looks over at me and she smiles. And I said, dude, don't blow it. She's a keeper. And I walked out.
Yeah. Because did he get it so you? Wrong, though,
no, he kind of smiled. No, dude, trust me. I profiled him properly.
All right, yeah.
That's gutsy to go touch the guy.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a shake. It was like one of those nudges where you look over, and I just told him.
You better be careful.
Yeah.
She's a keeper. And he kind of like looked at me like, oh, okay. And she smiled, and I said, dude, don't blow it. And I just walked away because he probably will blow it, but I wanted her to know that he is like, already way over his skis, and for him, he needs to know that this is wow. it for him, dude. He'll never do better.
Your take lives
That's all.
Right in the middle of charming and creepy.
Not at all.
It lives right
I'm not mad
like
at
it
that.
Sits
it's neither
right,
charming nor
it's
creepy.
It's looking both ways going, oh!
You know what it is, Mark? It was
what am I?
Educational, because for huh? you as a younger man, and me oh, as yeah. a younger man,
little
I
puppy.
Would have loved to have somebody like tap me on the shoulder in a moment where yeah. I eventually would blow it. I would love to have an OG be like, dude, this is it for you. Like, this is your thing.
This is so, it wow. for you. And I hope nobody ever taps me on the shoulder and says that.
Well, when you were 23, yeah.
Yeah.
You probably made a lot of mistakes. I'll go next because I'm hogging the mic.
Me?
I'm doing Westbrook. What's bugging me is Tesla drivers with the Elon circle slash sticker on the back.
Oh.
You don't get to do that.
Wow.
You bought a Tesla. He owns Tesla. You don't get to buy a Tesla and then have the, oh, I have a Tesla, but I'm down on Elon. You know what? You're doing that because you don't want people to slash your tires.
There it is.
And I want to slash your tires more because you're a phony. You bought a Tesla. He owns Tesla. You don't get to say, oh, no, thank you, Elon. No, I'm a circle slash Elon, but I bought a Tesla. You're a fraud. You're more likely to get vandalized than you think you are. That's what's bugging me.
That's pretty good.
Facts.
Pretty funny. You could sell your Tesla.
Yeah.
That's what's funny about it.
And I would have that sticker on
it. Yeah. But we're still going to drive it.
They're public enemy number one right now.
But you got the circle slash. Like, I have a Tesla, but I don't cohort with Elon. Well, you bought his car.
It's basically stand on business.
Thank you. Stand on it.
Can we save you for last?
Oh, go ahead.
This is usually the most fun. Yeah. Anyway, this has happened 2 days in a row.
Don't butter me up.
No, it's not
too late.
It's just not. It's not a big. You were right about the play-in game. Go. No, it's not a big deal. I don't know why it gets under my skin the way it does. This started in COVID, and a lot of businesses just still have never decided to fix it.
Okay.
If you're at a business, you have to answer your phone.
Oh, wow.
You have to answer. You're a business. You're not a person. A person doesn't have to answer their phone. You can't call a business at 11 in the morning, just went to voicemail. If you've reached this during business hours, it means we're flipping ignoring you because we're smoking weed in the back closet.
Oh, man.
What are you doing? You're running a business, and I'm trying to call you to use your business. Answer your phone.
Man.
Why is that? I don't even understand. The employees are all there.
Can you help me fix my phone?
Pick up the phone. That's all.
I love it.
I'm trying to give you my business.
Just answer. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
I don't even know why you have voicemail. That's for when you're closed. You're open. You're
it's
open.
It's like, what
right
are
now.
You doing?
Pick up the phone. Yeah. Anyway.
Probably, yeah.
Go ahead.
So this is a recycle one, but it happened to me last night after the game. My sister, Tina, she does so much for us and my father. Got off work late, had an issue, and she came home. Nobody cooked. So she wanted something, and I said, hey, you know, as a brother, I'll go get you something. What do you want? Golden Arches. Don't judge me. For her. So I go out to the Golden Arches to get what we deem fast food, listening to Evan on the post game.
You just did two fingers.
Yeah, anyway, the buddy.
Go ahead.
But when in the 80s and 70s, you got the brown bag as soon as you paid. Why do I got to go now to what they have? Can you go to lane 3? And there's people in lane 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm waiting 10, 12 minutes, Steinie. When did fast food be slow food? And I want to know, what are you guys doing in there to where the breakdown is? I can pay you, but who's cooking? Who's on fries? Why am I had to wait 15 minutes? And then I ain't no punk. But then you look in the other cars like, oh, who am I in line with? And then it gets to that, like, I just want to get my bag and go to the house.
Yeah.
That's all. Dibs, they need management. Like, I wanted to get out the car and knock on the door.
Yeah.
What's the backup?
Just two follow-up questions, if I may. One, what time was it?
We gave about 10:20.
Okay. At night.
Yeah. At night. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
A little bit of a shorter
staff. And
it was
packed, yeah.
And the second thing I mean, you get outside of prime, right? And, you know, you get here, you walk in this building at 10:20, and you don't have a full house of people.
That might be peak hours at McDonald's.
My second follow-up, was there a specialty part of the order? Like, can I get a...
No, she wanted a cheeseburger, small fry.
That's it?
I should be out.
You didn't like hold the ketchup.
No, none of that.
One pickle, not two.
But don't forget the other people that were waiting before me.
I can answer what happened.
Oh, this happens all the time.
No, I can answer what happened. I'm with you, but I know what happened. What? This is all because of DoorDash. This is because the majority of the orders are not coming from the people who are in that parking lot.
It happens at Chipotle.
You're at an app. You're at a DoorDash.
Oh, my goodness.
You're at Uber Eats and
I'm waiting to get served, and here comes the whole line.
It's kind of like when you go to Starbucks, and there's two people there, and you're like, why is this taking 15 minutes, and why are there 738 cups over there?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
all the orders.
That is wrong.
They all came
that
from
is
outside
wrong.
The building.
Give me back to the 80s.
But you're right. It's like a ride at Disneyland. You know, when you get to the front of the line, they're like, go to lane 4.
Oh, my.
You go to lane 6. It's like that now. Where you get in line, and you have to go to a certain door and
sit there and wait.
This
stinks.
Yep.
Well, I think that most of the people who are inside working at the McDonald's were probably listening to Evan.
Well, there you go.
So, I mean, it's like...
After a loss.
Yeah, I mean, slow after
seriously.
A loss. Yeah,
the bottom line, though, is on the fast food experience, whether it's the Arches or the King or the Bell or whatever, go inside. Going inside,
yeah, but
is
I couldn't go. Yeah, it was
like,
yeah, it was late.
It was locked up.
Yeah, it was locked up.
Yeah, shout
especially
out
these days.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
All right. I just saw a story come in. You guys might want to monitor it. Yeah, it's not
what's
a big
going
story.
On?
Pat Riley just apparently gave his season-ending, you know, State of the Union. He talked about Jimmy Butler.
Oh.
How he impacted their season, but he wishes him well. But there's some interesting stuff in it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Pat Riley coming out after a loss.
Yeah,
just where was that after a game one win, Pat?
You know just paid
what
him.
A phony.
Could have just paid
well,
him.
That was part of it. He said, why should I have to apologize for not giving somebody a contract extension that we didn't feel we wanted to give him?
Well, then why should he have to apologize for bucking in the other direction when he doesn't agree with you? Like, he's an employee on a contract year.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, did you find the paint for your house yesterday? I listened while I was going to the doctor.
We got some samples.
Okay.
We got some samples.
You took stuff off of other people's homes?
Nope. We knocked on their door.
Did you?
You did not.
No way, Stoney.
You didn't.
And then, if they weren't home, we had a little note that said, hey, we love the color of your house. We're looking to do it. Here's my email if you know the exact colors.
You can't be knocking on people's doors in 2025.
Nobody does that anymore.
I know. It's terrifying now when somebody knocks on your door.
Well, but there's...
You get down when someone knocks on your door.
There was one caveat. We were doing it in Piedmont. So, yeah.
All right.
I mean, in Piedmont, I saw a 9-year-old walking a dog by himself. Like, Piedmont's like
when I said
Mayberry.
Yesterday that you were profiling, you looked at me sideways.
I chuckled when
what
I heard
that. What does
that
mean again?
But you were. Yeah, listen. You went to the ritzy neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Why not?
You're profiling.
Well, it's the closest neighborhood to us, but we're not part of it. We're not part of it.
Close.
And you know, a couple like one gentleman was working on his car in the garage. Excuse me.
Oh.
How you doing?
Oh man.
Dude,
he probably thought you were gonna sell him an encyclopedia or something.
I had
like
a nice sweater on.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
walking up to people in their homes.
Listen, you guys got a job to do today, and it's called cheering up the masses.
If the masses are in need of being cheered up, then I can't help them.
They did it wrong. Yeah, they did it
wrong.
And
you still have home court, so whatever. My partner, Captain Positive, is going to have to take a backseat to me because I'm going to be even more positive than the captain.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
How about that?
Your boy Finchie's in trouble.
Have you talked to him?
I asked him on air. He said, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
What did he say?
I said, I'll see you tomorrow.
And what did he say?
He said, okay.
Did he like it or did he say okay?
All right, I'm going to tell you this.
Ooh,
you better.
Yeah.
He said,
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The truth.
I said, I'll see you tomorrow. And he said, I got your sweater.
I got your sweater?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like what I'm wearing right now, Minnesota Timberwolves. I love Washington Wizards.
Where are you sitting tomorrow night?
You know, it's funny you asked that too, Willard, and you're really being nosy, but that's fine. I'm in a good mood.
Right.
I actually texted Raymond Ritter and said, is there anything like standing room at Chase? You know, they have standing room only.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, we have a couple places like that. And yep. I was like, okay, yep. I know where I'm going.
But how weak is it that I'm just talking to my two comrades that Finchie's not on the show?
Yeah, did you even
ask? You don't think, like.
Did you even ask?
We'll see.
Then that's what hurts. Well, he didn't even ask.
Relax.
No, Dibber's just, Monday, that was your guy. I'd be like, yeah, have him pop on. Monday's pull coming. Up on us.
We're all grown. I'm going to wait till they get down 3-1, and then I'll have him on. How about that?
Where are you watching tomorrow night? Or are you going?
I got
I'm leaving.
That was like that ride at Disneyland where the floor just falls
Bart this morning.
Man.
We got to stop down.
Yeah, we'll talk to you Monday. I stepped in dog poop and it was more comfortable than that. Right.
This is Tom Petty. Wow. He's working on something big. On 95.7 The Game.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads, we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.